An old man walked unsteadily down the dirt road from Barbara's shuttered supermarket, taking a meandering path that led him around rapidly drying mud holes in the road and toward the rum shop. He wore a clean white shirt, dark trousers, and a black felt hat that made his skin look darker brown than it was. He passed the overflowing garbage bin where three dogs and Miss Carmen's old black sow rooted through plastic bags, scattering the garbage across the road. "Somebody gotta help me," he muttered as he settled himself down slowly and carefully on the splintered green wooden bench that faced the door to the rum shop. He looked at the shop now, noticing the padlocks on the two doors, the windows shuttered with boards that long ago had been brightly painted, some with red, some with green. The walls were a softer green than the shutters, but the paint was old as well. The corrugated galvanized roof had been more recently painted a bright red. From his seat on the bench, he would see when Samuel came and opened the rum shop. As he waited, he shook his head from side to side with the seriousness of his weighty problem. When no one asked him anything, he looked up at some young idlers who also waited for Samuel, standing under trees in the morning coolness. "Somebody got to help me write a letter to the ministry," he said.